On December 11th, a grand opening like none other will take place in Southwest Bakersfield. It represents a look at the past, but also a look toward a brighter future. The Central Valley Holocaust Memorial is an effort years in the making, spearheaded by Rabbi Shmuel Schlanger and his wife Esther of the Chabad of Bakersfield. Esther describes the memorial.
Every visitor who comes will see these 6 mealy buttons, and it's meant to show the magnitude of what the Holocaust was. You meditate and contemplate that each button represents a human being like me and you, an individual, a mother, father, child, baby, sister, brother, uncle, aunt. That's a lot. That's a lot of buttons. That's a lot of people.
The memorial is a project that took 10 years to complete. Rabbi Schlanger says it all started with a dedicated couple in Visalia.
Cynthia and her late husband, Tom, who passed away from COVID, and they had this idea, and they were bringing Holocaust education to the small community in Visalia, and they had this idea of collecting buttons and building a memorial. So it was really an effort of over 10 years that people from all over the country would send her buttons. And when it came time and she'd accumulated many buttons, she had happened to come down to our center to bring her grandchild to study with us. And she saw the beautiful place that we have and asked us if we would adopt the program to be able to make it a reality, to get hold of the buttons and to build something here.
We took on the project really not having any idea of how the community would respond to it, and it's been unbelievable. The moment that we did the story on the two local stations and in the paper, the response from the community at large has been incredible. We got the most amazing responses from members from all across the Bakersfield community, you know, different faiths and schools, and they've been involved for 2 years.
Rabbi says he was hesitant to take on the project at first, since the Chabad is a positive place of encouragement and healing, not at all like the pain and destruction caused by the Holocaust. But he says this special memorial ultimately offers a positive message.
The way it's been built, you know, is really shares the message of how we want to share the past and the horrors that took place, that we want to bridge it with the present and with the future, and how the mindset of today's child will be formulated, you know, by seeing all of this. And seeing that, indeed, this was a terrible event that happened, and we have to stand up to hate and to literally making the world into a better place, into the garden it's intended to be.
Esther says the memorial offers a much-needed ray of hope in today's sometimes hateful world.
I think we feel it more, like right now when it's in the news, this constant stream of anti-Semitic lines and things that people are saying. And we have to remember that something like the Holocaust, it was the focus was to, you know, to be Jew-free, right, in the entire European continent and ultimately the world. And this occurred because, you know, Hitler created this hateful environment, created this by saying hateful things about particular people. And people listen, and people take it in, and people absorb it. And that is how something like the Holocaust was able to happen. We as individuals need to be conscious of the things we say to others and how we treat others, because ultimately everything has an effect.
The grand opening of the Central Valley Holocaust Memorial will take place Sunday, December 11th at 2 p.m. at the Chabad of Bakersfield, 6901 Ming Avenue.
At first, the memorial will be open a couple of days a week, and the focus will be to bring the schools, the children of all ages, you know, to come, to see, to reflect, to speak, to discuss, to open up and to reflect on the past and, as I said again, into making the world a better place.
100-year-old Holocaust survivor Joe Alexander survived 12 concentration camps and will share his story of inspiration and continuous faith and the need to never forget. For details, call the Chabad at 661-834-1512 or email info@chabadofbakersfield.com. For News First, I'm Jeff Lamucci, KNZR.